If you are here tonight, if you're listening online this evening, if you're here in the main sanctuary in New York City, and something in your life has turned to ashes, your dreams, your view of your own future, you lost somebody that you loved, and there's certain things in your life that you simply can't regain. Your purity, in some cases, taken from you. It's not that you gave it away, but it was taken from you. And it's a memory that leaves you in constant pain. You can't get rid of it. But here's what Jesus said. The scripture tells us in the New Testament, he stood up in the pulpit at the temple of that time, and he opened the book of God's word to these words and read these words to the audience that were gathered there. In Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion." Now here's what he said he was going to do. Usually we stop in Luke 4 where he says, giving good news to the poor, healing the brokenhearted, setting free the captives, opening prisons to those that are bound, and to say that this is the time that God's come to do this. But when you go on in the passage he was reading from in Isaiah, it says, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. So it's not just that God's going to set you free, but he's going to do something through your life. You might think some things in your life are lost and could never be recovered, but that's not who God is. They may not be recovered in the former form you had them, but if you will let God touch your life, if you'll believe him tonight, my Bible says he'll give you beauty for ashes. He will give you something so wonderful, so glorious. He'll give you a radiance. He'll give you something that can only come from him. That will cause you to stand and praise him, cause you to give him glory, cause you to lift your head one more time, cause you to have light in your eye, and to give you joy for what used to bring you such sorrow. Even when you came into the house of God, you'd try to lift your voice, but that old experience, that old loss, that old captivity, whatever it is or was, would come back and choke your song. And everyone else in the church is praising, but you can't do anything but mourn. And even if you lift your voice and begin to sing the songs, it comes out mournfully. But the Lord said, that's not where you're going to live anymore. That's not going to be your song anymore. I'm going to give you joy in your heart, a joy that cannot be denied, a joy that cannot be taken away, a joy that only comes from the work of God. And I'm going to cause you to throw off that spirit of heaviness. Listen to me, people online tonight. Listen to me, those that are drug addicted and believe that you're never going to get out. Listen to me, those that think your family situation is hopeless. Listen to me. Jesus said, I'm going to cause you to throw off that garment of heaviness, and I'm going to give you a garment of praise. And here's what God says, that they may be called trees of righteousness. Trees that are walking in right relationship with God, people walking with God, the planting of the Lord that he might be glorified. I'm going to do this for my name's sake, the Lord says, because I've called you by my name. And it's of no honor to God to have his children living in ashes and mourning and heavy. Now, if you want to live there, you will. If you have found such consolation in your pain that you can't see your life outside of it, then that's what your future will be. But if you're ready to get up, there's no prison that can hold you anymore. If you're ready to be healed, God will heal you. If you're ready to praise Him, He'll put a song of freedom and hope in your voice that's got nothing to do with the circumstances of this world. Not only says, will I set you free, not only will I give you beauty, joy, and praise, but you will rebuild the old ruins. You, sir, you who are an alcoholic, you who have been verbally abusing your family, you who have driven your children to the street corner because of your own behavior, you will rebuild these ruins. You will be given a song. You will be given a testimony. You will be given new life. And you will raise up even that which was destroyed under your hand. Even that which fell into ruins, even that which became nothing more than a pile of broken dreams and ashes. You, sir, you, ma'am, will be the one that God uses to bring it back to life again. And you will repair the ruined cities. That means the influence of your life will go beyond your own family, will go into your neighborhood, into your apartment building, into your block, into your community, and into your town. You will repair the ruined cities. Now, this is the promise of God for your life. It's the promise of God in my life. God says, you may have been poor. You may have been brokenhearted. You may have been captive. You may have been bound. But I've come to give you beauty and give you joy and give you praise and use you to rebuild the ruins and raise up former desolations and repair the ruined cities. Oh, thanks be to God. This is a great time to be alive in the kingdom of God. It's a great time to be a Christian. I wouldn't want to have been born in any other generation than this one. It's dark out there. It's confused out there. It's godless out there. What an opportunity to shine for Jesus Christ. What an opportunity to see the word of God fulfilled. I thank God with all my heart for the knowledge that you and I don't have to give up this generation to darkness. We don't have to leave our families in ruins any longer. We have been given of God joy and freedom and a song and power to stand up and not just survive, not just be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, but to rebuild and repair and restore that which the enemy has come in and tried to destroy in our generation. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against it. And so I call out to you tonight, to every Esther here, to every Gideon. God comes to you and says, greetings, mighty man of resources. Greetings, mighty woman of resource. And you say, like Esther, I haven't been in the presence of the king for a long time. I don't know if he really wants me. Or you say, like Gideon, my family is so impoverished. I am so small and I'm so weak. How is it possible? And the Lord says, because I have sent you, that's all you need. Just get up and go forward, and I'm going to use your life to bring restoration. I am impassioned about this because I believe it with all my heart. We are living in a dark time, but Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. His power is not diminished. His mercy is not gone. No society is so dark he can't reach it. I believe that with all my heart. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and I will heal their land.